Only half of new dads take up paternity leave and only a quarter avail of parental leave, according to new research from the Irish Human Rights and Equality Commission and the ESRI. This report examines the use of child-related leave benefits in Ireland and implications for gender equality in the workplace. We're going to hear more about the report and the reasons for the slow uptake by fathers from the ESRI's Dr. Claire Keane shortly. But first, our reporter Peter O'Connell spoke to parents at Shannon Gale's GAA Club underage training in Labbesheeda in West Clare last night, and he asked them if fathers were taking up paternity leave opportunities.
I'm lucky enough to work for a company that gives additional paternity leave on top of the statutory 2 weeks, so I got 12. I took it in three four-week stints, and it's a huge help. Huge help when baby came back to the house, and it was a huge help then when mama went back to work. Paying for it now. I think the last 4 week stint, he really attached to me and he's still hanging out with me. So it does make a big difference.
I suppose I was in a position to take paternity leave as I was self-employed, I suppose, the first thing. And I found it very rewarding as well. Like, I could take on the chores. Most men that would be in a position through work or if they are self-employed would actually take the chance of doing that.
Yes, he took 1 week. We couldn't afford the 2 weeks. It was just cost of living has gone up a lot, and I wanted to take as long as I could off with the baby. So I suppose when we were looking at it finance-wise, it wasn't going to be possible.
Natural help and support you can give your partner at those times is very beneficial, and obviously for yourself to bond with the child as well.
And that was Peter O'Connell reporting from Labbesheeda. Dr. Claire Keane of the ESRI joins us now. Dr. Keane, good morning.
Good morning.
Maybe let's start with this. Will you clarify the difference between paternity leave and parental leave and the benefits that are available to dads in this case we're talking about?
Sure. And, you know, I think one thing that's coming out from this is there is a lot of confusion around entitlements. And I'm actually going to throw a third term in to even confuse it more. So if we think, first of all, about paternity leave, there is a 2 week entitlement to paternity leave, and that's to be used by fathers in the first 6 months of the child's life. There's a new leave type, parents' leave, that's covered by it called parents' benefit. And that was only introduced in 2019. We've had paternity leave since 2016. So parents' leave is available. It's now 9 weeks available to each parent, mother and father. And then what we actually don't analyse in the report is parental leave. So parental leave is entirely unpaid, uncovered by social welfare. And unfortunately, because of that, we're not able to identify its usage at all. It's just not monitored. So I think, first of all, bringing attention to the schemes, I think less people are aware of the parents leave because it's only more recently introduced. But what we do see is that for paternity leave, those first 2 weeks that you have, 50% of fathers take it up. This drops to around a quarter when Hello?
Yes, I'm listening to you as you explain. You've moved on. The parental leave attracts no social welfare. Therefore, people, I suppose, are caught in a financial bind.
Hello, sorry. I'm sorry. I lost
and
you there for a
we've
moment.
We've lost you. I'm saying to deal, maybe to come on to the parental leave, which is the benefit. Well, it's a leave entitlement, but it attracts no welfare benefit. So I suppose people are caught in a financial bind and are unable to avail of it in many cases.
Yeah, certainly. And, you know, this is an issue as well with paternity leave and parents' leave. While they are covered by welfare benefits, they're covered with a flat rate benefit. That's €289 a week. So we calculated that for fathers, that was only around a third of their salary, which is very, very low. We stand out in European circles in that we're one of the only countries to not have a pay-related paternity leave or parents' leave. So in other countries, usually it's a proportion, in some up to 100% of salary. And as you heard there from the interviews, a lot of people may find that they can't afford, if their employer is not topping up, that they simply can't afford to take even the leave that is covered by welfare benefits of the flat rate nature.
It was very clear in Peter's report that those that had employers that were topping up could afford to take avail and enjoy the leave and indeed recount the benefits to them and to the child of taking that leave. But have we any idea how many employers top up?
So it differs by public and private sector, and it differs by benefits. So if we take paternity leave, paternity and maternity leave are fully topped up in the public sector. And then we have around half of employers in the private sector topping up. These rates drop a lot when we move to parents' leave. So the more recently introduced parents' leave, this is not topped up in the public sector at all. And, you know, we can think about, I guess, the public sector being a leader in a lot of these policies. There is no top up for mothers or fathers if they take parents leave. And as you mentioned, there is no payment at all if no even social welfare coverage for parental leave.
And your
report, we have much lower.
Sorry, I think we have a problem with this line here. But your report is looking at the usage, but also the implications for gender equality. Just briefly, what are those implications?
So we know that the gender pay gap that we have and is across nearly every country really emerges after the birth of a first child. So if we have a big disparity between the length of time mothers take off and the length of time fathers take off and their likelihood to take leave, then this can sort of actually, you know, increase these gender gaps. So if we have fathers who don't, you know, can't afford to take time out, as you mentioned there, there's less bonding with the child, less input into childcare later on down the line, then the burden is falling on the mother, which means going back to employment, particularly full-time employment, can be particularly difficult. So balancing, you know, the countries that do this well tend to balance the length of time that mothers and fathers get. It also can reduce discrimination. If you have mothers taking long time out, then it can employers may discriminate against mothers of childbearing age, whereas if fathers of childbearing age are, you know, they're you know, having children and they're taking leave as well, it's less likely to cause discrimination in the workplace.
Okay, lots to ponder in that report. Dr. Claire Keane of the ESRI, thank you very much.